Okay, before we start, so I have a new favorite sefer. It's called Rebbe Chaim. There's a book out about Chaim Kanievsky. Fascinating sefer. And it talks about, in that sefer, what he learns every day. It calls it Chobot.
Thank you.
Chobot means what I'm required to do. In other words, when a person learns Torah, you learn Torah Bikias, and you learn Torah Be'ion. Bikias means you just make sure you get all the facts. Be'ion means you go into the deepest. So Reb Chaim spends most of his day learning Be'ion and writing Chidushin. But he also spends some time every day reviewing the old material, learning it quickly. So he writes there, his chobos are, he likes to cover Kol HaTorah Kula every year. So that means he finishes all of Shas every year. So he does 8 blot a day. You need to do 7.5 blot a day to finish in 1 year. He does 8 because he gets a little ahead, because he also does, there's parts of this, there are certain mesechtas that aren't part of the regular dafim of Shas, but they're printed in the back, so he does 8 in order to get those in as well. He also goes through all of the Yerushalmis that go together with the Talmud Bavli every year, and that's a massive, massive undertaking. A blot means 2 sides of a page. So 8 blot. And then certain mesechtas, he goes faster because he wants to finish Seder Nashim by Rosh Hashanah. So Nazir and Sota, those 2 mesechtas, he does 16 blot every day instead of 8. That's what it says. Then, because if you know it so well, you can read quickly. Then he also does the whole Rambam every year. He does 3 prakim a day. Then he learns the whole Shulchan Aruch every year. He does 10 pages a day, 10 pages a day. And then he does the whole Mishnah every year, 6 pages a day. Six pages a day. Right, so this is what he's doing every day. This is like his, like, he calls it his chobos. I have these obligations. And like he feels like he has to do them or else. Oh, one second. I have an alarm on by mistake. And he calls them his chobos. And like he starts most of them. He davens Vasikin, and he does most of the Gemara learning before Vasikin. That gives you a sense of how much he's sleeping. In other words, before Vasikin, he's done most of the Gemara learning. This is what they write. It's all in the book. It's a fabulous. Eventually, it'll be in English. They write there in that book that he had a chavrusa with someone to learn Yerushalmi, and the chavrusa began at 3 a.m. So it didn't say if that's before he went to sleep or after he got up. It doesn't say. I don't know. It's hard to... They don't have differences. Rav Yashiv went to sleep relatively early, 10:30, around 10:30, and he got up to learn every morning at around 2:30. He learned from 2:30 till 7 every morning until he went to Daven. And that was like a big... He did that for around 75, 80 years. Every day. That was his thing. Rav Ad Yosef Zatzal, his style was he would Daven a little later. He went to sleep at 3 in the morning, every night, after learning and writing his Kedushim. So I had like a comment that like just those 2 Gedolim by themselves for 80 years, one of them was always learning. Just those 2 people, because they overlapped, because Rav Avadya would learn until after Rav Yashiv got up. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a powerful idea. Anyway, I told you the joke. When Rav Yashiv, after Rav Yashiv died, people began calling their kids Yosef Shalom. You know, after Rav Yashiv. But then they stopped because the babies would wake up at night, start crying, and they wouldn't go back to sleep. Okay, whatever. That's it. It's a good joke. Anyway, that's a good joke that they said. Get up at 2 in the morning, don't get back to sleep. So Reb Chaim apparently, I'm not sure if he goes to sleep late or gets up early, one of those 2. One second. So that's what he does. Now, okay, so there's a story in there though. They make a comment there. I hold it's the most important line. So this is, and every Erev Pesach he makes a Siyum on all of us. That's the big Siyum he makes, Erev Pesach. He's finishing Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah. That's what he finishes. And this is aside from his regular learning when he's writing all his Chiddushei Torah. So I should have brought the book. He says in the book something amazing. He says, they write there in the book, he began this when he was much younger, and the first 2 years that he tried, he couldn't keep up. He failed. And he gave up in the middle of the year. And then the third year when he tried, it worked. And since that third year, he's no good ever since. You with me? So what's the message? The message is, it's okay to fail. Let's try again afterwards. Reb Chaim, who's the greatest gadol, what now? The greatest gadol. And has this amazing system that he writes there. The first 2 years he tried this, he couldn't do it. And he gave up. So instead of just giving up, okay, I'll try again next year. And he tried the next year, it didn't work either. The third year he was able to do it. So if you fail, this next quote is a direct quote from Rav Lef's end of the year speech from a couple years ago. Failing once doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you failed once. That's a good one. Failing once doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you failed once. Reb Chaim, it says in the book, he says he couldn't do it. So he could have given up. Nope. He tried again. He failed again. The third time, he was able to do it. And he's done it for the last, it doesn't say when he started. It said when he was much younger. The last 50, 60 years he's been doing this. It's an amazing thing. So I was so impressed, and that's in the book, that the first two times he wasn't able to do it. There's a similar idea about Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal. Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal was the greatest failure of the 20th century. That's a hard thing to say. He opened 7 yeshivas which closed down. And Eish was the 8th try. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. Opening yeshiva means you open a yeshiva, you get a bank account, you raise money. 7 times he opened, and he had to shut down. He had no money. No one came. Amazing. No one. That's the greatest failure of the century. 7 yeshivas if it's failed. He could have easily given up. He could have been a regular teacher and had, 2,000 students over the course of 50, 60 years of teaching. Very successful. And he comes to Shemayim. And Hashem says, Rav Noach, where are the hundreds of thousands of people on Eish.com? And he says, what? Internet strafe. Hashem, you know that, whatever. And he says, Eish.com. Eish.com is the greatest thing. It's an empire. It's an empire. Eish.com is an empire, what they do over there. Can't imagine. They have a list. People who work in Eish. They have a list of people that became religious just because they clicked on Eish.com. If you have a relative or a friend who's not fully observant yet, you want to do them a favor, just send them a link to an article that's on Eish. Once they click on that link, once they're there, you never know. It's unbelievable. And Hashem would have said, where's Eish.com? They have hundreds of thousands, and your entire empire of what you've done. Eish is all over the world, every half, every other college campus. He didn't give up, he tried again. So that's a lesson we can have from Rav Noach. It's a similar lesson. He failed 7 times, but he had an idea. Now, obviously, if you fail 7 times, you should think about it. Maybe do it differently, ask advice. There's no mitzvah to bang your head against the wall until you get a headache. So ask advice, maybe do it differently, but failing should not lead us to giving up. Failing once doesn't mean you're a failure, Rav Lef says. It means you failed once. All right, so that's a message. You go back to the States, you have plans. Pesach's going to be like this and like that and like this, and I've developed this sensitivity and this, and I'm giving up on something that I used to do. Then you get back, and suddenly those couple of weeks, you slip a little. Oh, that's it. There's no way. So that's a failure. Failing once, it means you failed once. The Yetzer wants you to give up. You don't give up. Reb Chaim didn't give up. He failed twice. That's what it said. He failed twice. And Rav Noach failed 7 times. No one's failed more than that. 7 yeshivas. And he gets a Shemayim, and Eish.com would have not existed. Eish.com has a Shita. You guys, whatever, it's Adar, so we'll okay. So there was apparently a great movie called The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
and it was one of the Batman movies. So I'm checking which one of you are nodding knowingly. That'll go on your shidduch resume, whatever. Okay, we'll keep it in mind. I'm not going to check. I won't. So there's a riveting scene, where there was an evil guy, Joker, hideous looking guy, and he had rigged up a thing where he could talk to the whole city at once. And there were 2 boats in the river. One boat was a boat full of convicts in orange jumpsuits and their, you know, legs chained together. And another boat was like upper middle class people dressed nicely, having like a party or something. And he rigged up and he announced to the 2 boats that I've rigged up your boats as follows. There's a little device on each boat. Right now it's 11:45. If you press the button on this device, it blows up the other boat and you're saved. But if no one presses the button, then both boats blow up at 12 o'clock. That's what the Joker rigged, and Joker announced this to the 2 boats. So then they show you the 2 boats. So first they show you, the upper middle class people saying, oh man, they're bad anyway, they're convicts, let's kill them. Why should we kill them? They're the bad people, we don't deserve to die. And there's a whole fight on that boat, and then someone says, no, you can't kill people, you can't do it. Then they show you the other boat. Now while this is happening, Batman knows about it. He's on his little, I don't know.
Batmobile.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was a Batmobile. It was one of these flying things. I think it's more advanced than a Batmobile. When I was very little, we saw, you don't even know, the old Batman TV shows. That was the Batmobile, whatever, anyway. He's flying, he's trying to find Joker, so he's trying to get him to stop the process. Then you have the convicts there. And you see this guy there, and there's a convict there, some big guy in an orange suit, size 27 neck, and he says, give me that thing! You know, the device. He's gonna pay, and he takes it, and he throws it off the boat, and we're not gonna kill these people. And then the clock's ticking, it gets to 12 o'clock, and neither boat blows up. It was a fake out. Got it? The Joker was doing a fake out to see, and then Batman catches up the Joker, and he says to him, I guess the people of Gotham are better than you thought, Joker. You know, they're not going to kill people. He said it better than that. You know, I'm not paid to be on these movies. Okay. Anyway, and that was a scene. Absolutely riveting scene. Now, how do I know that scene? Okay, whatever. Okay, how do I know about that scene? Because, this is not a friend. Good. That's a good guess. That's good for the shit of question. Good guess. That scene, that 6-minute clip, is on H.com. H.com has dozens, and I want to, this is amazing, has dozens of those types. They have these clips, movie clips, TV clips. Now, there's nothing Jewish that scene, really, but underneath, you press on that, you see the 5-minute clip, then it says, what would you have done? Or what do you think about this? I'm giving you a word here. This is what H.com is. I have a friend who works there. Rav Noach Weinberg had a shita. This is so deep. His shita is, the first step, his shita was as follows. The goal is to be religious and serve God as a religious Jew. But before that is to think Jewish. Once you're thinking Jewish, then, and you're interested in being Jewish, then H.com will help you go from thinking Jewish to thinking Jewish and religious. But a lot of people, before you have to think Jewish, you have to think. Most people go through life, they don't think. The average non-religious person. Just don't think about it, you're too busy with. So H.com has a shita, they want people to start thinking. So these movie and TV clips are there, not because this clip will help you become a religious Jew by inspiring you or something. The clip is there to get you to think. And it's a very riveting scene. And it gets you thinking. And that was his shita. First you start thinking. Once you're thinking, next step is think Jewish. There are dozens and hundreds of articles on H.com that have nothing to do with being religious. It's about being a Jewish person. And Rav Noach Shita was, think Jewish. Once you're thinking Jewish, oh, being Jewish is this. Oh, Jewish, oh, Israel, oh, where does, oh, maybe Tanakh, and then you never know. And once you're on H.com, and then think religious. It's amazing. It's so deep. So that's why the 5-minute clip from The Dark Knight, that's where I thought, riveting scene, it's on H.com. So all of that, that was his eighth try. It's an empire. It's what he has over there. What he built, and he failed 7. And he could have given up. So we have to learn from our gedolim that if you fail once, you don't give up. You should ask advice. Try to maybe there's a better way to do things. If you're failing all the time, ask advice. But don't give up. Once you give up, you lose. If you give up, you lose. You give up, you lose. Right? That's how. That's the Yetzer Hara knows that. The goal is to give up. Whatever he can do to get you to give up, then. So if you fail once, oh, give up. Don't give up. You start again. Rav Noach failed 7 times. He had a line. His lines was, if Hitko Yimachshavu could kill 6 million people, one person, then maybe you can try to bring 6 million back. One person. And he didn't do, I don't know if he did 6 million, but I mean, over the course of the decades, of the generations, it'll be more than 6 million, B'zat Hashem, what he's accomplished. You can't imagine. Anyway, datesh.com, that's The Dark Knight, and that's Yibaruch Chaim Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. So that's the first time ever, anyone in history, ever put The Dark Knight Batman movie and Rav Chaim Shlita in the same sentence, and it fit. Believe it. Okay, there you go. Okay, so there you go. Okay, that's what, okay, good. So that's that. You with me? You got it? Okay, that was our introduction. Let's just to add one more idea, the Sichus Muchzer, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Atzal, talks about exactly this idea. Chazal tell us that the first 7 days of the Mishkan, Moshe built the Mishkan every day and then took it down. Why? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains to teach this idea. You build something, it might not work the first time. Don't give up. You build it again, even a second time. And the message is, if someone doesn't succeed at something once or twice, you keep on trying. Don't give up. The Yetzer Hara wants you to give up. And that's a beautiful message from that medrash, which fits exactly with the ideas we discussed earlier. Okay, we'll stop here.